Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People are crushing me on the text line for saying that Pitt has been untested to this point. I don't know how you can argue that they have been tested. They got a 5-game winning streak, and good on them. They've put themselves in a position to be in position, but these were all games they should have won. I know they were a big road underdog against Florida State, but you look back on that one, and Florida State's not all that good of a football team. Again, taking nothing away. If Pitt wins out, they get in the playoff because they'll be ACC champion.
Well, Pitt beat NC State, and then NC State beat Georgia Tech, who had previously been undefeated up until this past weekend.
So, and I'm not saying it's a
good team.
I'm not saying it's a bad win, Harry. It's just not a resume boosting win because it's not like North Carolina State is viewed as this juggernaut.
They were tested against West Virginia this year. You're right, and they lost.
They were not, and that's a bad loss, and it could ultimately hurt them. Like, if Pitt was sitting here at 8-1 right now, they could get their way into the playoff if they didn't win out, potentially. Or if they did win out, they'd get into the playoff. I'm not 100% sure they do if they win out now. Unless it, of course, includes an ACC championship. ESPN FBI, for whatever that's worth, gives Pitt a 3.7% chance of making the playoff. I shouldn't even have referenced that because I think ESPN FPI is actually crap. Football Talk and the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Perhaps Omar Khan was watching Landman yesterday, trying to catch up before November 16th, and that's why he didn't make a trade. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now to get into that and more. And Ray is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, Adam.
Ray, your thoughts on what the Steelers didn't do at the deadline?
Yeah, Adam, I mean, when you look at the way this offense is structured, and I wish I had the exact number for you, but Aaron Rodgers just spreads the ball around so much. I don't know that there was a big need to go out and get another receiver. I think they've, through 8 games, I think they've had 4 different receivers lead them in receiving yards each game. I know Freiermuth did it against the Bengals. I know DK did it. I know Jalen did it, and I think there's one other person who did that as well. So, it's not uncommon for Aaron to spread the ball around to 6-8 players. They've proven that they can win in this manner. They've proven that they can be a good offense in this manner. I just don't think Omar Khan felt the need to go out to add another body just for the sake of adding another body. Now, listen, DK Metcalf can get injured this week, and it'll be a different discussion next week. But
right.
If everyone stays healthy, I don't have a big issue with Omar standing pat yesterday.
Just playing devil's advocate, Ray, if they had, let's say, Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed, would you need to spread the ball around as much?
I just think that's the way the offense is structured. I think that's the way Arthur Smith likes to do things. I think that's the way Aaron Rodgers likes to do things. And I don't think, I mean, let me go on record. I don't think like Jakobi Meyers would have been a bad addition. You know, I think he might have come in here and you know, been okay, but whose spot would he have taken? Roman Wilson, right? I mean, do you really want to stunt the growth of a guy like Roman Wilson because you're adding a guy like Jakobi Meyers? They like Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin led them in receiving last week. They like him as a number two. So, you know, I just don't think the Steelers felt a strong need to go out and address that position.
Do you think they checked around?
They did. I know they did, and I just think the asking price was maybe a little bit too high, and we all know the reasons for that. They want to have those draft picks at their disposal in the spring in case they want to draft a quarterback. And listen, even if they don't draft a quarterback, Adam, this is a team that has to start getting younger at some point. I know they're young on offense, but there's a lot of age on that defense, and they're going to need those draft picks one way or the other. On the defensive line, in the secondary, they're going to have to replenish those some of those positions at some point, and it's always a nice thing to be able to do that with draft picks where you could draft and develop players.
That being said, there's no chance in hell they have 12 rookies on the team next year, Ray. Like, they're not going to make all those draft picks.
I don't think so, no. But I do think they want to have those just in case they want to move up in the draft and get their quarterback. And I know it's a down year right now for some of those quarterbacks. I shouldn't say a down year. It's not the year we were expecting for those quarterbacks, but that doesn't mean that Omar and Andy and his scouts aren't out there, and maybe they feel like there's a guy who's just in the wrong college system, but he has all the intangibles and all the talent you need to be a good NFL quarterback. And I think that's important to note, because the college game is really a different game right now than the NFL game, and it's really on the scouts and the personnel guys like Andy to figure that out. So even though you might not be seeing it on the field with some of these guys, I'm telling you, some of these guys have the skill set. They have the intangibles to be NFL quarterbacks. And, hey, you might even be able to get a guy like that late first round, early second round. They did it in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Who says it can't happen with the Steelers or another team this go-around?
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin was sort of dismissive yesterday about Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Ray, and maybe I should just drop the sort of. Do you think he was lying through his teeth, or do you think he really just views MVS as a practice squad guy?
Well, I've been around Mike long enough to know, and I've probably been guilty of this in the past. I've asked about a practice squad player, and that was the exact same response that I got. So, listen, most of the time – you know, Mike is right. These guys are just practice squad players. I'm a little bit intrigued by this. And I just think because of that history with Aaron Rodgers, they have a track record. They're going to be able to get on the same page quick. I think once they onboard him and they figure out, okay, he's healthy. Okay, good. Check. He learns the offense. Check. Then you're going to be able to sign him to the 53 and maybe get him involved in the offense. I don't know if it's going to be before Thanksgiving. Maybe it's after Thanksgiving. But at some point in the future, and we saw it on Sunday, it was a good game for the offense because they punched in some of those opportunities in the red zone. But overall, it was missing something. And I think there's a chance down the road that MVS could be that guy who gives them a little bit of a boost later in the season.
Last year, Mike Williams, 9 catches, 132 yards, 1 touchdown. It's early, Ray, obviously. Yeah. Do you think that MVS, by the end of the year, has more than 9 catches for 132 yards and 1 touchdown?
Man, that's good. That'll depend on, you know, listen, if he's just signed for the last 4 games, probably not. But let's say he just, let's say he's in the lineup for that Bears game in a couple of weeks. So he doesn't dress for the next 2 games. I think in that scenario, yeah, with Aaron being the quarterback, yeah, I think he would be able to surpass those totals if he gets in the lineup, say, by November 23rd.
Ray Fittipaldo with us, he, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, was there any other need that the Steelers should have addressed yesterday that they did not? Anywhere that you look on this roster and go, oh, boy, they could have used the help?
Yeah, I mean, you still look at safety just because they're a little bit banged up there. I think the hope is Jarrell Peppers can come back from that soft tissue injury, and he's a good depth piece. Chuck Clark as well, who had the illness. So you're probably okay there if those guys come back. A lot of people aren't talking about the Daniel Kwala injury, but they're a little bit thin now at nose guard. So, you know, Keanu Benton's going to have to stay healthy. If there's an injury there, you're going to have to move Y.A. Black to nose. And they've just been so hesitant to do that. But Y.A. would have to learn on the job if that's the case. And I know we've kind of been down on him throughout the year, but Keanu Benton, Adam, another strong game against the Colts. He's coming on. If he could be really good inside, that's going to make a big difference for the defense.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Do you think they have any interest in Asante Samuel Jr.?
I don't know. You know, he's been out for so long that I think sometimes teams struggle with that because there's not a lot of knowledge about like what he's been doing and where he's been. So to me, that wasn't on their radar. I'm not saying they weren't involved in that, but I didn't get the sense just checking around that he was one of the guys they were poking around about.
Right. Mike Tomlin said yesterday that at least for this week, Jalen Ramsey is going to stick at free safety. I know it was one game where he played, 86% of the snaps at that position, but he looks violent at that position. Yep. He made a bunch of solo tackles out there. I don't think he's quite the man-to-man guy that maybe they thought they were acquiring. Yep. But in that one-game sample, and this is high praise, I think he can have a Rod Charles Woodson kind of late career surge at that position. Do you think that he'll remain there for the remainder of the season?
I mean, listen, the way they played against the Colts, they ought to just lean into that as long as it's good. And it was really good against the Colts for, you know, 3.5 quarters there. And I agree with you. There's a lot of guys who make that transition later in their careers. I think Jalen is now 31 going on 32. So he's about at that stage where that's going to happen. And, you know, it kind of happened by accident because of the injuries. But I think it's going to work out not only for Jalen, but I really like what I saw from that defense, Adam. I was in the locker room after the game talking to Peyton Wilson and some of the other linebackers, and they were just like, we played simple. We played basic because of the injuries, but we played fast, and they knew what they were doing. They were getting lined up. There were no communication issues. You didn't see many fire drills out there aside from the one early in the game where they were running guys on and off the field. It was basic. It was simple, but it was effective. And I think, like I said, I think they should lean into that going forward. You know, don't if it's not broke, don't try to fix it.
I'm with you 100%. Ray, what do you think about this Chargers game coming up? I know the Chargers like to run the football. Steelers last two weeks have done a much better job in stopping the run. But their tackles are out. I know they got Trevor Penning yesterday, but I thought the Colts matchup was going to be a nightmare matchup for the Steelers defense. I actually think the Chargers matchup is a good one for Pittsburgh. How do you view it?
Yeah, I don't know if Penning's going to be able to play with just a couple of games or practices under his belt. So that'll be interesting. They're going to have to simplify things one way or the other there. I'm with you. You know, I think the Chargers are a top five running team. I think they're top 10 total offense, but they don't score a bunch. I think they're middle of the pack in scoring. So if the Steelers can turn them over a couple times, if they could be good in the red zone, they're going to have a chance to win that football game. And I just hope it's as entertaining as the last time I was out there, 41-37. Adam, the Steelers scored 27 points in the fourth quarter of that football game, and they still lost. Our old friend Mike Williams got the game-winning touchdown with about 2 minutes to go. So that was an entertaining game. I'm just hoping for another one like that this Sunday night.
Ray, I lied. There is one more question. This is a week-to-week league. It's a month-to-month league. The Steelers are sitting here at 5-3, first place in the AFC North. So this prediction is subject to change. But what do you think this team's ceiling is?
10-7, I think. And, hey, listen, at this point, Adam, that might be good enough to get the 4 seed. Maybe the Ravens stumble a little bit down the stretch. Maybe they go 10-7 and for whatever reason, you win the tiebreaker, and maybe that's just the one break the Steelers need. Get a home playoff game, Maybe you get that elusive playoff win. Maybe that's the way to do it. It's not going to look a whole lot different from other some of their other recent seasons, you know, record-wise, but maybe that's going to be what it takes for them to finally get it over the hump and win in the playoffs.
Yeah, a home playoff game and a quarterback that is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, that could be the difference. Ray, we appreciate the time as always, man. Very informative and wonderful. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam. See you next week.
See you, buddy. I don't know why I formed into Joe Starkey there at the end of the interview. He's a wonderful man there, Harry. A wonderful man. I want to get into the Steelers ceiling coming up next. I think it's a good spot to do it because we'll start leaning in on Chargers prep these next couple of days. Doran is back tomorrow. Let's go, along with Pat Bostic. But you're about halfway through the season here. What do you think these Steelers can accomplish? Can they win a playoff game? Do you think they're going to win the AFC North? And would have adding a wide receiver yesterday have changed your prediction for these Pittsburgh Steelers? I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. You could also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And it certainly starts with Herbert for us. I feel like we caught a flyer a year ago. He was limited from a mobility perspective when we played him. I thought it impacted how the game unfolded, but it allowed us to do some things schematically that you're somewhat hesitant to do if he has full mobility. Herbert is extremely talented. He can kill you with his arms. He certainly can kill you with his legs. He can kill you with both by play extension. He has a complete arsenal of people to throw to.
Mike Tomlin talking about Justin Herbert. The next test for this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Steelers passed the test last weekend with flying colors. It was one of the best offenses in the history of the NFL, statistically speaking, that came into Acrisure Stadium, and the Steelers whooped up on them. I don't even think the final score was indicative of just how well the Steelers defense played. And now you take on a quarterback that's better than Daniel Jones, probably by leaps and bounds. Now, the offense isn't, but Justin Herbert is a stud. If the Steelers' defense can replicate some of the success in this game that they had against Indianapolis, I'll start to buy into the defense a little bit more. And then you got to go out there in the revenge game against Flacco and take care of business. And then I might buy in fully. But one game does not make a trend. I am cautiously optimistic, though, that the Steelers can have a pretty good game defensively because the tackles for the Chargers are both out for the season. Rashawn Slater from Northwestern, their right tackle, he gone. Joe Alt from Notre Dame, he was lost for the season. He got hurt last week. He gone. And the Steelers' defense looked as good as it has all season long this week. They're getting pressure. When the Steelers get pressure and force turnovers, they win. When they don't, they lose. And so here's the question at 412-928-9370. You're about halfway through the season. Now, after the trade deadline, things get real. We're in November. What do you think the ceiling is for this team? Ray said that he thinks they're 10-7, maybe could win a playoff game, but he didn't sound all that convinced that they can. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I agree with Ray. I think they're about a 10-7, 11-6 team. That's what I thought they'd be coming into the season. Now, it's been a winding road to get where they are right now. If you go 10-7, you probably get a home playoff game. If you go 11-6, you're winning the division. And that would be something we haven't seen in a while. The Steelers in a home playoff game. That gives them a better chance to win the playoff game, obviously. And you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback who's still playing like one of the best 10 passers in the league. So I'd give them a puncher's chance. He's playing better than I thought he would. I thought he'd be good. He's playing better than I thought that he would. The defense, on the flip side, is playing worse overall than I thought it would. So I got 10-7, maybe 11-6. And right now, I would lean towards the side of they're not going to win a playoff game. And that's what makes yesterday so frustrating to me. I think you need to score a ton of points to engineer victory in the playoffs. And I think that becomes easier. Here it comes, people. The better players you have. Calvin Austin, they might look at as a number two wide receiver, like Ray was saying in the last segment. I don't. Roman Wilson, they might look at as a legitimate number three, a guy who could step in and be a number two. I don't. He showed growth the last few weeks, and then he made one of the dumbest plays of the season for the Steelers on Sunday. How am I supposed to trust that guy moving forward? If the Steelers added Rashid Shaheed for a fourth and a sixth, or if the Steelers added Jacoby Myers for a fourth and a fifth, excuse me, I got that backwards, I'd feel a lot better about their chances of winning a playoff game. Why? Because the Steelers' defense is crap in the playoffs. Has been going on damn near a decade. 8 years, five playoff losses, the defense got its butt whooped in every single one of those games, giving up, on average, what, 37 points per game? Why would I think that'd be any different? I think they'll make it. Right now, I think they're going to lose the way they always lose. If they had a number two wide receiver worth the salt, even if your defense doesn't play all that well, you can win a playoff game. Or, and this is a novel concept, you could take an early lead in a playoff game. The Steelers' offense has been a pleasant surprise this year. I'm not sure how sustainable it is. I think if not for the six turnovers on Sunday, we'd have been looking at that game saying that was the worst offensive output of the season. They couldn't run the ball. DK Metcalf got taken completely out of the game. And even still, the Indianapolis Colts decided to give up two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. They shut down the Steelers' number one wide receiver and said, you know what, that's not good enough. Let's help ourselves out. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. But the Steelers' offense, if not for the six turnovers, has its worst game of the season. And DK Metcalf the last 3 weeks has caught the ball 10 times for 110 yards. That's not good enough. If you had Jacoby Myers on the other side, if you had Rashid Shaheed on the other side, that would free up DK Metcalf. And it wouldn't look as hard as it looks at times for the Steelers' offense. Look, they're better than I thought. It doesn't look easy. It was like getting blood from a stone on Sunday. I think making moves yesterday would have changed the ceiling for this Steelers team. I would have picked them to win a playoff game at home with Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed What about you? 412-928-9370. Texter, the ceiling is not a home playoff win until they show us they can beat a league MVP like Lamar, Allen, or Mahomes when it matters. I'm with you. And to beat those guys, it can't just be, hey, our defense needs to play its best game and we need to score in the mid-20s. No, you need to go into those games hoping your defense can do that, but expecting to need to win a shootout. And I don't think you've got the firepower right now. I don't think you're explosive enough right now to keep up with those teams. And you can miss me with, I'm sure we're going to get this, well, the Chiefs offense haven't been that great this year. We know what they do come January. They turn it on. They score points. They win games. They've gone to 7 consecutive AFC championship games. 5 Super Bowls. Won 3 of them. They're going to score points come playoff time. Josh Allen has been one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of postseason football statistically. His defense has let him down a ton. You got to score points to beat that guy in the playoffs. You have an easier time being explosive, an easier time scoring points with a number 2 wide receiver. They missed a huge opportunity yesterday. I think the Steelers' ceiling's what it's always been this last 8 years or so. Playoff appearance, you're like the 14th best team in football. Mike Tomlin's holding a press conference in mid-January. Art Rooney II's talking about how they're better than the mean. Lather, rinse, repeat. With a number 2 wide receiver, I think it could have been different. 412-928-9370. I want your thoughts on this via the phones at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley, at Callis underscore 33, and you can text us 412-928-9370. People keep chiming in saying the Steelers couldn't give up draft picks because they're looking for a quarterback in next year's draft. I got some stuff that's going to hurt your feelings. I got some stuff that's going to make you rethink your opinion on that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
About halfway through the Steelers season, what do you think their ceiling is? Do you think their ceiling would have changed if they acquired Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed yesterday? 412-928-9370. I think they're destined for 10-7. Or 11-6 and to lose a playoff game. Had they added Rashid Shaheed, one of the fastest players in the NFL who's on pace for 1,000 yards this season, I think they could have won a playoff game or two. I want your thoughts on this at 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls in a moment. One of the reasons why people have been saying, all morning long to me when we've opened up the phone lines that they're okay with the Steelers standing pat yesterday is because the Steelers have 12 draft picks coming up in the draft that's going to be held here in Pittsburgh. And they're going to go get a quarterback with these 12 draft picks. Okay. There are four teams now with two first-round picks. Cleveland, the Jets, the Cowboys, and the Rams. Cleveland's going to take a quarterback. The Jets are going to take a quarterback. The Cowboys won't. The Rams very well could. So each of those teams has better draft capital than the Steelers. Those three. If they want to move up, they can. Cleveland won't have to. The Jets won't have to. But they've got all kind of draft capital. How many teams could draft a quarterback? I've counted seven. Cleveland, the Jets, New Orleans, because I don't think this Shuck deal is going to look all that good down there. The Dolphins, I think, are about ready to move on from Tua. They're moving on from a bunch of other pieces. The Raiders, the Cardinals, and again, the Rams. Are there even going to be three quarterbacks that are worthy of first-round selection? And how much would the fourth and sixth-round picks that were sent for Jacoby Myers help? How much would the fourth and fifth-round picks that were sent for Rashid Shaheed help? I don't think they'd help all that much. The Bills moved up from 12th to 7th to get Josh Allen. They gave up their first-round pick and 2 second-round picks. The Chiefs moved up 17 spots to take Mahomes. They gave up 2 first-round picks and a third-round pick. Last year, the Jags moved up in the draft to take Travis Hunter. They gave up the 5th overall pick, a high second-round pick, and a 2026 first-round pick. When the Niners traded up, mistakenly so, for Trey Lance, they gave 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick to the Dolphins in return. What do people think the Steelers are going to do with their 4th and 6th round picks? Move up and take the next franchise quarterback? No. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take more than thirds. It's going to take multiple firsts and then some. I'd have been more than fine moving a 4th and a 6th or a 4th and a 5th to get a number 2 wide receiver. Here's the other thing. You're probably going to draft a receiver next year. If you trade for Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed and then sign him to an extension, guess what you don't need to do? Draft a receiver. I think bringing one of those guys in would have changed their ceiling, and it wouldn't have hurt them all that much looking for a quarterback next year. Let's go to Alex in Swissvale who wants to chime in. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me? I'm right next to the road. Sorry about that.
We can hear you. You're good.
Perfect. I got two things for you today. One, I don't think that they, I think that we should really invest in the talents that we have in Mount Washington. And even though that he messed up really, really bad, Wilson at wide receiver, they've shown really, really good stuff in the last 2 to 3 games, even though it's been a rough 2 to 3 games. Also,
Real quick, I'll let you finish, but just for clarification, when you say invest in those guys, do you mean pay them or you mean play them more?
Play them more.
Okay.
Because prove themselves, pay them. But I think that Omar Khan did the right thing in being conservative this year because we got a good thing going. We just need to figure it out. Who can tell when we figure it out? Nothing. But I appreciate you taking my call and I hang up and listen, man.
Thanks, Alex. I'm just not as high on Roman Wilson as other people are. Roman Wilson was healthy last season and they thought so little of his understanding of the offense to give him an opportunity even when they were banged up with George Pickens being down for 3 games. Then this year, he starts slow. Clearly, they still didn't trust him. He's played better statistically like the last 3 weeks, and then he made one of the dumbest mistakes you're ever going to see a young player make. Like, there's one thing he couldn't do in that situation at the end of the game. It's try to make a play and fumble the football, and he leaps through the air and fumbles the football. I just don't believe in Roman Wilson, and I'm not really sure they do either. I think a mistake like that could get him stapled to the bench. We saw it with Caleb Johnson. He had a mental error in the Seattle Seahawks game. He hasn't been out there on special teams since. He barely sees the field from the line of scrimmage. I think it's a bad receiver room with DK Metcalf. And I think if DK Metcalf gets hurt, they're totally screwed. And I think they'd miss the playoffs if they miss that guy for a considerable amount of time. You don't have anybody that can step in and fill the shoes for a couple game period. Let's go to Russ in USC. Hi, Russ.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up?
Hey, I think they totally missed here on not getting after Myers or Shaheed. I just kind of listening in, he kind of hit my point. You know, something happens to Metcalf, it's the talent just drops right off. I understand they're real high on Calvin, and I like the guy, but, you know, often hurt. You know, I think just because he's a smaller guy. But I really feel like they missed on an opportunity with those picks. I think they could have got him for just a fourth and maybe some, you know, a 27 pick or maybe even a Wilson or throw in another practice squad player.
You could have thrown in Wilson, and that would have probably pushed you over the top. But I don't think you would have got him for less than what the Seahawks paid for Shaheed or for what less than the Jags paid for Jacoby Myers. But I think your initial point's the right one. And I've been pointing this out this morning. When the Steelers lost Pickens to injury last year, they went 1-2 and scored 19 points a game. Now, it's a better overall cast of eligibles, as Mike Tomlin put it yesterday, than it was last year, because Van Jefferson was your number two last year, and this season you've got Jonnu Smith, and you've got Darnell Washington, who's taken a step. Like, you're better than you were. But you still have one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the NFL, and if you subtract DK Metcalf, it might be the worst room in the NFL. One more from Mark in Brentwood. Hi, Mark.
My man, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man.
All right. Hey, so hot take. I was saying this, and while it's not high in need, I was saying we should have packaged Freiermuth out for the trade deadline, and well, not Washington as a future. I just think the developmental skills you see in him, how big he is, how agile he is, I think we could have got a package done and, you know, got a receiver back that we need for the help. And getting rid of Freiermuth, I think, would have been the move to make at the deadline.
Well, I think there's room for everyone to coexist, and thank you for the call. I mean, I don't want to give up Freiermuth. I want to give up a fourth and a sixth. I don't give up Freiermuth. He's a good player. I want to give up a fourth and a fifth. Freiermuth caught a touchdown against Indianapolis. He caught two against Cincinnati. We've been asking where he was. Now they finally fold him into the offense. You could have had him and a number two wide receiver, and that would have had the Steelers looking like one of the better skill position units in the NFL. Now you're an injury away from being one of the worst. I almost sounded like Elmer Fudd there. Injury. 412-928-9370. The faces have changed. The Steelers overhauled their roster a lot in the offseason, and yet I still think their ceiling's the same because they've got a gaping hole at really one of the most important positions in football. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Your call's on that coming up next. We'll go around the NFL. What else happened on trade deadline day? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, we talk to our NFL executive insider, former NFL GM, all-around good guy, Doug Whaley. Perfect day to talk to Doug, day after the NFL's trade deadline. That's why right now we're going around the NFL. Bang! ESPN has come out with their piece on winners and losers of the trade deadline. The Steelers not among the losers, they should be. But the Ravens are among the winners. Here's what they write. Ravens executed three trades before the deadline this year. They acquired edge rusher Draymond Jones from the Titans on Monday. Aloe Gilman, the safety the Ravens acquired with a fifth rounder from the Chargers in exchange for Adafe Owe and a seventh rounder, has made a big impact. So the Ravens, who are hard charging, winners of two straight, with an easy schedule ahead of them, they're dubbed a deadline winner. Interesting. Meanwhile, I flip over to SI. They do winners and losers. Everyone does. Real creative, folks. Well, who am I to judge? I'm using it as content. One of the winners was listed as Kyle Hamilton, defensive back with the Ravens. They write, he had two of his best weeks of the season as Baltimore continues to cobble together a complimentary defense on the fly. Gilman and now a trade for Draymond Jones gives Baltimore more pieces that can increase the Ravens' ability to generate organic and designer pressure and allow Hamilton to continue expanding his role as one of the league's most versatile players. So SI and ESPN say the Ravens are winners. The Steelers not mentioned in either. That's because they didn't do anything. Their inactivity has me calling them losers. And the Ravens, who are already the favorite to win the AFC North, despite being two games behind, they're minus 125 favorites right now. They got even better. Awesome. Do we like what the Colts are doing? The Colts give up two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. That's a big price to pay, and that locks them in on Daniel Jones. I've mentioned during the show there are seven teams that could need a quarterback. Before the season, I would have had Colts listed among that group. Didn't know that Daniel Jones was going to have a career resurgence. They're not going to draft a quarterback. Not one that'll push Daniel Jones. They give up their first-round picks for a corner who's having probably his worst season. I like the addition for Indy. They've already done a good job schematically locking down the opposition's best receiver. Now you can do that and throw Sauce Gardner on the number two, or you can play around with it. It makes them better this year, and probably by leaps and bounds. But I think it does ultimately hurt them in the future. As for the Jets, well, we all know they won't do anything with those two draft picks. They had Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner all as part of the same draft class. Now Sauce is gone. They haven't been able to win with these guys. I like the idea from the Jets. We'll see if it plays out well in execution. What the hell are the Cowboys doing? The Cowboys give up a first-round pick for Quinnen Williams from the Jets. So the Jets get another first-round pick in that deal. Now, the Cowboys, they have a first-round pick because of the Micah Parsons trade. But what do they think they're doing this year? They're not making the playoffs. There are eight teams in the NFC that are 5-3 or better. The conference from top to bottom is as deep as it's ever been. It's incredibly stacked. They're by far the second-best team in their division, chasing the Philadelphia Eagles. Jerry Jones, great owner, bad GM. Here's one more team that's going to be interested in quarterback. Jacoby Brissett named the Cardinals quarterback. How about this? If Aaron Rodgers isn't a Steeler next year, do you think they wind up with Kyler Murray? Think they could wind up with Tua? I'd put decent money on one of those two guys being the Steelers QB next year if Rodgers ain't around. And you could tell me they're going to draft a guy. I'll believe that when I see it. Don't love the crop. Think there's a lot of teams that need QBs and a lot of teams with better draft ammunition than the Steelers have. We'll talk to Doug Whaley coming up next. Looking forward to his thoughts on what the Steelers did do before the deadline, getting Kyle Duggar, and what they didn't do on deadline day. First, though, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 63. How about that? Low of 38. That'll be the high next Monday and Tuesday. But live in the here and now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.